time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kenny Driggs with West Coast Show Support. And you know what? They had a great event up there for right before Christmas. It was an amazing, and it was a world premiere. That's the crazier part about it, of Christmas All of Vivaldi. We're going to talk about that just briefly. And then they've got another one coming up January 15th at the Rio Theater. It's the Helper Heat Wave featuring Johnny Utah and Slice. And then maybe something coming up the end of January. We'll talk about that as well. Kenny, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
It's always fun to get you in because you always do fun things.
Well, I'm just a big kid, man. I'm trying to make a living having fun.
You're just a big kid that likes to play in a sandbox with a lot of lights and wires.
Yep.
So let's talk for just a brief moment about Christmas All of Vivaldi. Looks like it was a great success. You've got a few things in the fire there with that one. And how did it really go for you?
Well, it was spectacular. I have to thank EMH Classical Music. That's Ted Hinckley out of Spring City. Ted's a serious producer. He's been in the game for over 40 years. And he brought some of the best musicians from around the area. We had a 12-piece chamber orchestra on stage, and they premiered Christmas All of Vivaldi, which was composed by Nicholas Greer. And he came to conduct and lead a sing-along. And, you know, I had heard the piece. I have the CD. Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm. I do, vaguely.
Compact disc. And, you know, I gave it a few listens, and it's like, this is really great Christmas classical stuff. And then I saw it live on stage just during the rehearsals. I was, you know, everybody, maybe five or six people from production in the room just froze. We couldn't just believe how high level these musicians were and how awesome the music was. Christmas All of Vivaldi is a much stronger piece when you see it performed live by that caliber of talent.
And you were saying that it went over so well, you will bring it back in 2022.
We have to. We did not expect the reaction that we got, and we put a lot of effort into it, and next year we're actually going to tour a few locations. We have a lot of interest in what was seen, so we'll do a small tour next year, and we'll start right here in Helper. And you don't want to miss it.
Take it on the road. Now, something that's coming up, it's a little bit closer to maybe get us through the cold, dreary winter, is the Helper Heat Wave with Johnny Utah and Slice. Now, this is two different acts, correct?
That's two bands with exceptional talent. We're talking about surf rock revivalist Johnny Utah. That's your classic surf music, but with a new modern twist. And Slice is bringing rock steady. So if you're a fan of reggae or ska, and you want that nice rock and roll pocket right between the two of them, that's rock steady, and Slice knows how to do it. So
once again, this is January 15th. Now, yeah. Tickets are going to be available at the door, but they can get them ahead of time as well?
Yeah, tickets are on sale now at helpersriotheater.eventbrite.com, and it's only $12. We're talking 3 hours of music, exceptional talent, and we're going to splash a little bit of our lighting and video magic and really bring to life a 60s, 70s kind of surf scene. It's going to be really, really fun.
You're going to turn the Rio into a tropical paradise.
That's the plan. We got 59 space heaters taped to the wall. That's not true, but we're going to crank the heat up, and we're going to turn the lights on and use a little bit of video magic and projection mapping to really create a very exciting experience.
And it will be. It will be a lot of fun because you don't do anything halfway up there at the Rio Theater. Perfect lighting, perfect sound. You should really head on up there to this or any event. Anytime you hear of an event at the Rio Theater, it should be something that you make it to because they go out of their way to just put on a great, great show. And then you were saying that there's something coming up. You've got two shows actually planned for January.
That's right. That's right. We have a band called The Medicine Company that's making waves in Salt Lake City. They're like a 70s rock revivalist, kind of a blues rock situation with some awesome groove and funk influences. So The Medicine Company, January 29th, that's going to be a hell of a show.
And you said that they just put an album out, as you were saying.
They just released an album at the beginning of December. Very very well received, starting to get some serious accolades around the music scene, the independent music scene.
So give it a listen. Try it. I'm sure you can find it out there. Give it a listen.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be right here in Utah, in Helper, Utah, at the Rio Theater, coming up on January 29th. So once again, it'll be the Helper Heat Wave featuring Johnny Utah and Slice, January 15th. What time does the show start?
We're going to start the show at 8. We'll open doors about 7:30. Come in, get comfy, grab some drinks, and yeah, Johnny Utah at 8 p.m.
Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Also, they will be available at the door. Kenny, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate your time. And just keep doing the great productions that you're doing up there at the Rio. And get up there and check it out. That's all I can tell you.
Thanks, Dave. We've been really supported. We love Carbon County, and we're going to keep working hard.
All right. So get up there and check that out. Helpers Rio Theater. If you haven't been there in a while, you haven't been to the Rio, I can tell you that. Hey, now for more information on this interview or other interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.